Blog Talk Radio.
Today I threw away my pills.
Can you just record? Rob, press record. Press record. Let me see the levels. Let me see the levels. Let me see the levels! Sorry. Well, I guess this is pretty good. Check 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's really low. Check 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we're good. Just let me see that while the show is starting, okay?
This week's Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you in partnership with Converse, whose new Black Sabbath sneakers are available now. Not going to lie, those guys sent me a pair of the self-titled ones, and they look awesome. If you like yourself some Black Sabbath and some Converse shoes, pick them up. You can get them at converse.com/Black Sabbath.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. After weeks apart, the gang is all back together today. So get ready for an emotional show. Sid is finally gonna tell Rob about the night he spent with Mama Rubber. Darren will open up to Noah about how he really feels about Asian people. And I will finally tell Bruno that our relationship has to stay purely physical. Sorry, dog. Here's the show.
I think it's pretty clear how I feel about Asian people since I'm dating one. And I'm in a very happy relationship with an Indian.
And also, there is nothing about Chuck Landington that is physical. How could he have a purely physical relationship with a dog? Chuck, you're lying to him.
Bruno keeps humping the laptop.
Yeah.
That's true.
Fair point. Fair point.
It's like Johnny Depp in that fucking stupid movie that he was in.
That nobody saw.
Johnny Depp is inside of a computer.
Did that come out already?
Yes.
I don't even remember seeing trailers for it and thinking it looked terrible, but then I don't remember what happened.
Came out and disappeared from the theaters immediately. Johnny Depp has not been in many good movies lately.
What was the last one?
I don't know, but the one before that was
Lone Ranger,
right?
And that was awful. I didn't see it. I had it downloaded.
It wasn't awful. I think it got horrible reception. I thought it was just average. It was all right.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed to me like a weird thing to reboot in the 2000s.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
No one's aware of the Lone Ranger.
Kids are really clamoring for a Lone Ranger movie.
Welcome to Movie Talk to kick off the live cast. We've been gone for a week.
Yeah. Lots Some longer happened. Than a week.
Oh, yeah. You guys were. Yeah. Sid, how are you doing post-cat trauma?
I'm all right. Aww. Getting used to it. It's weird.
You ruined my vacation.
I'm sorry, Noah.
No.
That's okay.
Israelis and Palestinians killing each other didn't ruin your relationship.
No, that happened after I left.
No, yes, it's always happening in some capacity.
True.
Don't share your grief with her, all right? She's she's too busy being on vacation.
I didn't even share my grief with you, really. Rob told you.
Well, it was through the live cast that I learned what happened.
Well, then blame the live cast.
And we all grieved together on the air.
Yes, that's true.
No, I'm sorry for you.
Thank you.
So sad.
Yep.
And Noah was in Israel.
Uh-huh.
Getting shot at.
I was not getting shot at.
So you were doing the shooting?
No, I was not doing the shooting either. I was just living life on the beach.
I was talking to Mama Rabba.
Uh-oh.
And she, like, one of the first things she said when I visited her, did you hear that story about the Israelis? Like, what story about, like, how they just... burn them or something like that?
No, they kidnapped three boys who were hitchhiking.
Well, why would you hitchhike?
Why would you hitchhike when you're...
Wait, hold on. Finish the story. So don't interrupt her.
Jeez.
Oh, let her tell the story, then you can judge. I don't... Because she didn't even explain to me what happened, and I'm like, look, I'm sure it's terrible, but it's not like...
You're not there, so you don't feel it.
Yeah.
So these three boys were hitchhiking, which is a typical thing to do in that... particular town.
How old are the boys? Like teenagers or
yeah,
little
kids? Yeah, like 16, 15, something okay. like that. And the town that they live in is pretty, like, religious. Mm-hmm. And, like, they have the mentality that, you know, God will take care of them and all that. So the bus rarely comes to that town, and they were trying to get to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So it's customary. Is that the word I'm looking
for? I don't
know.
You have to finish the sentence. Yeah.
To hitchhike.
Yes.
And also, that particular town is on the border of a Palestinian town. So the boys got kidnapped. And
So they got in a car with Palestinians, basically, with some douchey Palestinians.
No, not Palestinians.
That's what happened.
With Hamas, which is a terrorist organization that also occupies Palestine. Mm-hmm.
Isn't Hamas like legally their elected government though?
No, there's the president.
Even though not saying that they're not terrorists.
They have a lot of control over the government, but it's not the elected government.
I thought they're a party like their version of one of our parties here. And they have legitimate political power.
But the president is not of Palestine is not a part of the Hamas organization.
Okay, go ahead.
So on Monday while I was there, probably why your mom was talking to you about it is because they found the boys mutilated and burned and dug up in a ditch.
Mm-hmm. So where was their God then?
Exactly.
I mean, that's how I should have responded to my mom, because she was just trying to get me to, like, be like, yeah, Palestine is up. First of all, it wasn't even Palestine. And then I'm like, I'm sure I'm sure Israelis have done just as bad, if not worse.
The proper response, let me tell you this, Rob, so you know for future reference, the proper response anytime your parent tells you about a tragedy in the Middle East is, oh, well, more hummus for the rest of us. You got to put a positive spin on things. That's what I'm always here for.
Chocolate croissant in the chat has a question. It's Lili. That was the question.
The answer is always yes.
And then
El
Deuterino asks, did Sid's cat get blown up by an IED?
No.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Maybe after we left.
Come on.
That would be weird.
There is no pulling back with Sid, okay?
I expect it. Listen.
Yes. You are harsh.
Sid is a tough cookie. He can take the abuse.
I did feel really bad, though. That cat was so adorable. I saw it on Facebook, but...
You never came over? You came over once or twice.
I've never been to your house where you live now.
Oh.
No. Huh. Why don't you invite Darren
over?
You want to
come over after the show?
Oh, I wasn't offended that you didn't. I'm going over to take care of my girlfriend.
Oh, hey. How are they calling now?
She's still not feeling great. We can, after the Israeli thing, we can talk about that.
But when you were there, it was fine, right?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I stayed in Tel Aviv. And in Tel Aviv, you don't really feel like...
There's just areas you don't go to.
Right. I wouldn't go down to Gaza just to, like, sightsee because there's turmoil down
just
there.
Sights would be people giving you the finger.
Or just so you could listen to Gaza while in Gaza.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but no. The guy's maybe a rapist. So
wait, who? What?
No, I like that band. But I didn't think of that.
They broke up because it's like a very
Rob's. Listen, if we learned anything, it's Rob's not a journalist. He can post speculative things. Maybe these guys are Nazis. Maybe this guy a rapist.
Girl put up a Tumblr post, long Tumblr post about how the vocalist of Gaza sexually molested her,
and then
he denied it, and then a week later, she said she talked to him about it, and she's taking it back.
Probably
he didn't rape her. And then the rest of the band quit. So
because it was really bad publicity. I mean, she basically said that.
I understand, but if he really didn't do it, the rest of his band wouldn't, like, abandon him. They would just keep going on.
So you think he is a rapist?
What?
I am amazed by this guy's linguistic skills that he could talk someone out of thinking he raped them. how good do you have to be with your words to be like, no, you think it wasn't. I'm telling you. Let me explain.
I'm not saying he did. But the thing that really is kind of, like, suspicious is that his band didn't stay by him. If they, like, clearly they know what he's really like. So even if he didn't actually do it, in this scenario, there had to have been...
Do you think he raped someone in his band?
I didn't say that either.
But then doesn't that make them look? If they already knew what he was like, then the only reason they bailed on him was because it became public. They were cool with being in a band with a rapist everyone else knew.
No, I'm assuming that like they never actually saw him do it, but they were like, oh, I don't know.
Maybe they were just waiting for an excuse to get out of the band, and that was
that could be it as well.
Are any of them in other bands?
Or maybe
now?
they
formed a new band without him.
It's called Cult Leader.
No, it's called Gaza Without Rapist.
Yeah. Weird.
See what you've done, Rob.
Have you ever interviewed the rapist guy? Rob, do you have any first-hand experience?
He was actually really nice.
He didn't try to touch you.
No, he was very tall. I think he's taller than me.
I like how Rob matter-of-factly answered that question. Yeah.
No.
Was so he maybe trying to force himself upon you at any point?
No, but he was very. They're from Salt Lake City, just like Chelsea Grin is from Salt Lake
Mormons?
City. I think they're like reformed, or he was a reformed Mormon.
Did you see him putting any like pills in your drink or anything?
No,
like that?
No, I didn't see any weird underwear.
There was no underwear at all, actually.
Well, the Mormons, they have that underwear.
Rob, what did you wear? I just want to know.
Is it a corset?
I had a shirt that said, it was like a Dying Fetus shirt, so it said like rape me or something like that.
Well, there you go.
That's not a Nirvana shirt.
Okay, calm down, Sid. Sorry.
They're so
sorry. Well, the Dying Fetus had Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog. That's where that was my process.
So
why
didn't
you say
that?
All right. I don't want my dog raped because I don't have a dog.
Yeah, Bruno.
Are you happy now?
Like
is this
it.
Really a tangent
Bruno
we need to go
like
down?
It. Do it.
Anyway.
Try it.
Hey.
He was fine. He was nice, but he was very like vehemently talking shit on Chelsea Grin to the point that the rest of his band was like, calm down.
Really? Were you all on board making fun
sure,
of the triangle
of course.
Shit?
Oh, no. I was just on board just because it's like,
As a
pseudo-journalist.
This show was the first thing ever in the media to give shit to Chelsea Grin. We gave shit to Chelsea Grin before anyone knew what the fuck Chelsea Grin
was. Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah, we innovated that.
They're nice
so that
guys.
That guy's biting our style.
They're nice guys.
Yeah, but do they appreciate what we've done for them?
Yeah, I interviewed them like that awesome. Same year. They were at the same festival, and I interviewed them about it.
Well,
and
I think you should interview them now to make sure that they remember where they came from.
Okay. Deal.
Except before every question you ask, ring a triangle.
Yeah.
And then ask the question.
Ring a triangle.
They put out like a million songs since then, too.
I'm
it's
sure.
Crazy. They put out a release like every year and a half.
Well, when you don't pay attention to the quality of your music, it's easy to just keep shitting stuff out.
It's true.
It's true. So how do we get from Israel
to the
Gaza.
The Gaza tangent, yeah. Yeah, so it was fine, and but also when I walked in here before the show, you guys were in a vehement argument.
I don't know that it was an argument. We were just discussing solutions to the Middle East crises that keep happening.
We were just discussing it.
Oh,
and
I see.
And you walked into it.
So what was your stance, Noah, on the discussion? Were you like?
I think Darren.
Or
had
Darren
the first
was
saying. Solution
oh,
idea.
Oh yeah.
Darren
what was
had
your
a great solution.
One? No, I just said that. You know, I feel like the only thing that would ever really help is to admit that this was a mistake to put Israel there in the first place, you know,
right.
70 years ago or whatever. And then from there, you go, well, the Israeli people live there now. They have a right to exist there. And the Palestinians have a right to exist there. But there's always going to be a conflict, first of all, because of religion. We know that. That's
right.
Hard
we
to get
we
rid of
need
that.
To get rid of religion.
Well, I don't think we need to get rid of it. I think if you just educate people, it's gonna go away by itself. I think if you force it out, I mean, martyr it or whatever, you know, people will just believe in it more. You know, you're kind of
I don't think that you should have the government, your government, mixed with religious thoughts.
I agree. And the rest of the world mostly has figured that out.
Right, exactly. So
I feel like we're regressing in this country with that.
Yes
but
and
the
no.
thing is, when you are religious, it basically defines your entire life.
Yeah.
So from their perspective, like from a religious person's perspective, there has to be religion in government because all morals come from religion.
Well, also, if you look at it logically, quote unquote, from a religious person's perspective, if we just assume for the sake of argument that religion is true, how could it not be in religion? It would have to be. Otherwise, you'd have a shitty government if you didn't have religion involved in it. right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's just the same way like how they fight homosexuality. There's a lot of like good, well-meaning people that are anti-gay rights because they think their good friend or cousin is going to go to hell and be tortured, so they're trying to stop them from being gay. Like, if you follow the logical thought process through with the illogical conclusion, that's the only place you can go with it. And that's the problem. We have to educate people that that's stupid.
Right.
You know, like, there's no reason to believe that that's wrong.
Right. Yeah, so...
And then, Sid, what was your solution? Yours is a more mental solution.
Well, because Darren's education thing, that takes generation after generation. That's not like 5 years and everybody understands. That's like the great-grandkids of the people we educate now might finally get it.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is just, if the entire non-Middle Eastern world told the entire Middle East, Israel, and every other country, all right, guys, for 1 year, we're all going to turn our backs. And you guys fight the bloodiest, craziest war you need to fight, and whoever's left standing at the end of that year, you get the whole area, and then there's no more conflict because everyone else is dead.
So you just want to make sure there are no grandkids. That's the.
Well, no, there'll be grandkids, but just of one group.
Yeah.
And there's no. There will
a
be
genocidal
no more
war. You want?
We're just
an ultimate fight to the death.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
but that's not fair, since there are some people who, you know, do think about whose like thoughts are progressive, and they do want peace, and they do believe in science.
Well, they haven't succeeded, so their way loses. And they could either get the hell out of there. Well, we're not going to say this war starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We could give you a few weeks to get the fuck out of
weeks.
There if you want to get
but
out.
Yeah,
of there.
Like where are you going to go? Like, okay, this is these people's
home.
You
homes. Have to like apply for a visa. Bad. Do you know how long that takes?
No, we'll just be like, no, you're here.
You expedited.
Run.
No. That
you either can
people.
Fight, and if you win, you get the whole place.
But what
if
you don't want to fight? What
then
if you,
why do
you
live
disagree?
There still? Get
because
the
you were
out.
Born there. This is your home.
This is a lot like
I wasn't born here. I live here now.
This is like the Purge.
No, I wasn't born here.
When
she got the fuck
but,
out.
But she not on her not by her own will.
Oh,
like
her
parents.
All right, so parents will take people, their kids, and there you go. That's
I think.
But
Noah
I'm saying, like,
left.
Look, you've lived in Brooklyn your entire life. You have
most
no plan.
Almost my entire.
Almost your entire life. You have no plan.
You have to move to Idaho right now.
Yeah, like, are you gonna go?
If the other option is bloody war, then yeah, I'll go to Idaho.
But you could just
I don't.
Get
it's not like I take such person. Great advantage of my surroundings. Like just as easily
you just need,
have cable
what
and
if,
internet
what
connection.
What if you have
Idaho,
to move to a place where there is no cable, no sports, no internet?
But
he's like, what?
No, that's ridiculous. That's the complete opposite of what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying, anywhere they leave to is better than where they currently are.
That's your opinion.
It's fact.
Why?
Come on.
Why do you say that?
Because it'll have cable and internet, and they probably don't have it right now.
They do.
They,
why?
Of course they do.
What are you talking about?
Some of those bombed-out shacks don't have cable and internet.
Right. No. There's section, but also there's...
Yeah, do they have on-demand?
There's parts of this country... There's parts of this country where it's just as bad as those bombed-out shacks.
Can they see comedians in cars getting coffee or not?
They'll go to Canada. It'll be fine. There's room in Canada.
There's no... Canada's really far from Palestine.
Oh, good. Yeah, Israel. That means it's safe.
It's cold,
that's the point.
It's fucking cold, though.
All right. Get a fucking blanket.
I'd rather...
Take the blanket off the top of your head and wrap it around your shoulders. You'll
oh,
be
come
fine.
On.
You will be
that's
fine.
Insensitive.
Be practical.
I'd rather
just
dodge some fucking RPGs, I think, than live in Canada.
Maple syrup, you think...
What? What's your... Wait, hold on. How did Canada get dragged?
Yeah, I'll admit, it's not an easy choice. I'll admit that.
I think it is.
But I think I'd still side with Israel. I think I'd still...
You'd fight in the war?
I'd stay in the Sid war. The 10-generational Sid war.
It's one year. Your thing is 10 generations. My thing is 1 year.
One year? How is it going to be? How would it only take 1 year?
Keep fighting.
Doesn't Iran have like an atomic bomb?
Sure, there you go. Use it.
All I'm saying
but
is...
the rest of the world suffers because of the fallout.
We used it in World War II.
We had much less powerful ones, though.
All right, so use those. Take it down a couple notches.
So we're going to give them...
Turn
old...
it down to 4. Yeah. From 11 to 4.
Listen, all I'm saying is, if it's Canada versus Israel, Palestine, all I can say is...
And that's the final word.
There you go. Sorry, Canada.
Fuck
you. I'm with you, Canada.
I actually have nothing against Canada. I think it's a great country. It's just too fucking cold.
It's not...
Not all of it. Like, Toronto is seasonal.
Toronto is colder than here, though. Come on. By a good... By a damn sight.
Yeah.
But in summertime, it's warm.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's not enough. That's not enough for me here, either. Fuck New York.
I agree with you, Darren.
It's too. It should never be that cold ever anywhere.
You would probably really enjoy living in the Middle East.
No, I really wouldn't. It's just the lesser of two horrible countries.
It's a horrible country
for the weather only. For the weather. But the weather's so bad.
The people are really nice.
The weather is so bad that it's on a par with horrible countries like Israel.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh, Israel's not a horrible country.
Oh, come on, Noah. Come on. Let's be real here.
When was the last time kids got killed hitchhiking in Canada?
Look.
Well, kids get killed hitchhiking in America all the time.
Really?
Kids bring guns to school and shoot each other.
Yeah. Look at this in the chat. Reclaimer says it's high 30s in Vancouver right now. Does he mean Fahrenheit? Because that's
fucked
up.
It's probably Celsius.
What is high 30s in Celsius?
That's like, no, well, 98.6 is our body temperature, and that's 37.
Okay.
86.
Okay, so yeah, see?
Well, it's like 2 weeks, though.
And Vancouver's known for its great strip clubs.
Listen, to anyone who's Canadian...
You can film the X-Files there.
Like Josh Groban, who's an awesome caller.
Or
I have nothing
Josh
against
Groban.
Canada, but it's too fucking cold. I'm
sorry. So why don't you leave New York, Darren?
I don't know. It's just convenient.
You
all
like
my friends
the
are
West
here.
Cast.
That's where the Mets are.
My ultimate... No, come on. I can follow that from anywhere.
You can't go to the games as easily.
I'm going to a game this coming weekend. I won't be on the live cast in San Diego.
Oh.
What?
Yes. I'll be calling in, though.
You'll probably want to live in San Diego when you go there. Have you been there before?
My eventual goal is to get the fuck out of New York when it's cold and still live here because I love New York. But I don't want to live here in the winter.
I
want to be affluent enough to have another place.
You
want to
be bi-coastal.
Yes.
Or just go to Florida.
So it's 84 in Toronto, but then I checked Saskatoon. Which is a little further north.
What about
north.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan?
It's 70.
Is it Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan fairly south?
I don't fucking know.
In Canada.
Who am I, Mr. G? The
Moose
weatherman?
Jaw is 71.
See, that's fine.
Yeah, because it's
they
fucking July
13th,
though. All
right. Good.
That's the only time it's not freezing.
I mean, is it really, like, if it's 10 degrees or 1 degree? At that point, it's just cold.
We
visited Sweden in, like, the heart
but
of winter.
But that was so much fun, and that was different. That was, like, for the experience.
No. What I was about to say was, it didn't seem any cold. Like, once you're out there, it didn't seem any colder than it is in New York.
Cold.
I mean, I'm saying it's bitter, but you just get used to it.
Yeah, but
it's fine.
I don't want to have to wear 5 layers of clothing and then a big coat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was
five
3.
Layers
I, yeah.
A coat?
I was like I was wearing
no.
a t-shirt. Yes. I was wearing an undershirt. Mm-hmm.
Long
johns? No, I wasn't wearing a long. I was wearing an undershirt. Yeah, like two shirts, short sleeve, long sleeve, a hoodie and then a jacket.
You
must
have sweat your ass off.
Long johns.
You definitely have
to
like
and
take
you
have to your
wear
jacket
two pairs off. Of socks. At least remember with your boots?
Oh yeah, I definitely did double
Frank,
up.
Frank on the other hand wore canvas sneakers.
He wore like Vans.
Well, he's more rugged. He's lived a hard life.
He wore a denim jacket and a scarf and a t-shirt and his hoodie.
No, Frank had a winter jacket.
No,
yeah.
He didn't. He had that black denim
really?
Jacket. Yes, remember when he was freezing?
Do you think he just wanted to seem like tough in front of you guys?
No,
he
just
really,
doesn't have. He didn't have a winter jacket. I don't.
Did Frank like get him a winter jacket, Rob? What kind of friend are you?
Frank likes camping and shit like that, though.
Frank,
what is that?
Frank is a survivalist.
He likes the elements on him.
Yeah. That sounded a little dirty.
All right.
I thought he was going to have hyperthermia.
He likes to fuck the elements.
Put some fucking beryllium on him. Some elements. Some motherfucker.
A little tungsten.
I don't even know what that means. But beryllium's probably not good for you, right? I don't know.
Let's go with it.
Is it toxic, Rob? Look up beryllium poisoning.
I know it's really not good for you. Canada.
Oh, God.
Except in July.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
in July, it's great. It's 30 degrees.
I'll be honest with you, Darren. I have no plans of moving to Canada.
Yeah. It's a great country. It's a great, you know, great culture.
Yeah, I have no
problem. Great government.
I'm with you. I love New York. I can't live out of New York. I mean, maybe I could do like a West Coast for the winter, but I would just miss New York so much to like not be able to,
you
to do that.
Can't take Rob away from Mama Robba.
I know.
So yeah, Mama Robba would
have
let.
Oh my god, she'd have to come with you.
I feel like December, January, February need to be out of here.
I
and
agree.
The rest I can deal with.
Really, even March and
March
April.
Can be bad, but you know I don't want to.
November.
I guess more than 3 months would probably be to be away. You know.
Yeah.
6 months here, 6 months there.
We got a caller 361. You're on the live cast.
Oh hey, what's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Mason. I'm way down in South Texas.
What's the weather like in South Texas?
140.
Really fucking hot. It is 98 where I'm at right now.
Fire.
Darren, would you do that?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't live in Texas because it's Texas, but I do.
You go to Austin.
Like Austin.
I have no problem with
Williamsburg.
I'm like the absolute ass crack of Texas, like pretty close to Mexico.
Where's the town?
It's Corpus Christi. It's like, I mean, you got a little ways from the border, but it's the same exact culture of like, I don't know if you guys know much about Texas, but just like Brownsville and everything down there, it's just pretty humid and miserable. But I don't know. I've lived here my whole life, so I'm pretty used to it by now.
It's 86 degrees with 82% humidity right now.
Corpus Christi means body of Christ. You know what kind of fucking town that is.
What wrestler was from Corpus Christi? I feel like when I was a little kid, I knew that town because of wrestling. But I can't remember.
Was Amarillo. We have had a lot of like the... I've never been too big into wrestling, but a lot of my friends were when I was younger. And actually, everything I do know all comes from pretty much what I've heard you guys talk about. But we actually had some, like, I think, like a TNA thing the other day. I don't know exactly what it is. But everybody here is obsessed with, like, the whole Tap Out and UFC thing and John Cena. Yeah, so I don't know. I know there's a pretty big wrestling thing here, though, because we have this amphitheater, and there's always some, like, very cheaply done wrestling thing going on. So
are you all Spurs fans down there? What's the basketball team?
Oh, it is absolutely ridiculous. The Spurs and Cowboys are the thing, but yeah, the Spurs fans get pretty nauseating.
Oh, that's a class organization right there.
All
right,
we don't have to.
I'm not a big basketball fan. I really just watch.
Please, why Chuck? Music on.
Yeah, it was,
come on, Rob.
It was funny. Why?
Have a little sense of humor.
It's painful.
Comedy podcast.
I like that song. It's very catchy.
It's my favorite Gaza song.
I don't like it because it signals John Cena coming out to the ring.
But not here.
It's a good beat. It's a nice beat.
See, we could play in the safety of this controlled environment where the music plays, but there is no John Cena.
That album he put out, all the beats are really good, and then he starts rapping, and it's horrible.
Who did the beats?
I don't even know.
Jimmy Hart?
Couldn't tell you.
No, it's a sample from another song, I remember.
Well, that's most hip hop.
That's
that
what
old really,
beats are.
Yeah.
Chromeo is too.
Some other shit's original. Get out of here. Get out of here. So, did you have a question or were you just listening in?
Oh, no. Actually, I meant to listen in, but I figured I never actually called in before. I was just on my way to one of my buddies' house. I figured I'd just call in to talk to you guys. I've had, like, one of the worst weeks of my life, and literally, like, the only thing that's got me through is listening to old archive stuff while I work all day. So I just figured I'd come in and let you guys know that I really appreciate what you guys do, and it helps me through a lot. Weirdly enough, I know it sounds kind of stupid, but I just wanted to thank you guys.
What happened? Yeah. What was so bad about your week?
Yeah, do you need a little advice?
Wait, did we get your name?
Mason, I think.
My name is Mason.
Mason, okay.
I don't know. Just a lot kind of fell on me at once. My girlfriend broke up with me. I had pericarditis in my heart that came back that may turn into cancer. I lost my job, and I'm about to start a new one, though, thankfully. Just a bunch of other stuff that's a little bit too personal, but those are the big ones, and I don't know, that's about it. But, yeah, for whatever reason, the only thing that, like, takes my mind off stuff is Livecast, and there's so much of it to go through that it's, I don't know, it's been a nice vice. I just feel like I'd chime in and thank you guys because you're all great people, and I like what you do, so... And I found out a stupid amount of stuff about just, like, culture and music and everything from listening to, so.
Mostly Jewish culture, right?
Have you ever
met? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know anybody. I actually look really pretty Jewish, everybody tells me, but I think it's because I have never met anyone that's Jewish down here whatsoever.
You got a big honker? Is that what it is? You got a big nose? Schnozola?
Oh, yeah, I got a big nose.
Looking Jewish is one of the side effects of listening to a lot of hours of the live.
Is that true?
My nose just grows every episode I go through.
Jewish at all.
Is that why the girlfriend broke up with you, because of the Jew face?
Oh, no. I wish. Actually, her nose is bigger than mine, so.
What? Wow. How the fuck did you kiss her?
It's a process.
So what reason did she give?
It was pretty bullshit, the cliche, like, I need to work on myself thing, but still wants to be friends with me. I actually have a show this weekend, too, that she's bringing all her friends to still and felt the need to, She wanted to meet with me today. I actually just got done from hanging out with her right now, and I remembered the live cast was going on. She's like, oh, just let you know, like, I just wanted to tell you in person that I'm still going to be there, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's not that big a deal. It just, I'm pretty bummed out. She didn't really give me good reason. I mean, really, like, to work on yourself, come on.
Okay, so here's what it possibly, here are the possible options on why she's really breaking up with you. And I don't mean to.
Okay.
A, there's someone else she might be interested in boning over you.
Possible.
That you don't know about. And so she's trying to see if she can do that. B, she's over it.
Why
how long were you guys
this?
Together? How long was your relationship?
It was about 6 months. But I've dated people much. The weird thing is I've dated people much longer. But I don't know. It didn't really fuck me up as much as this one. But she's a part of my friend group. Like, it's like 5-6 people I hang out with, and I met her through that. And so I don't know. It sucks because, like, I can't hang out with my same group of people because she'll be there. And she was there before me, you know, so I just got kind of screwed over. But, I mean, it's no big deal. I'll get over it.
How old are you and her? How old is she?
I'm 19.
And she's older than you or younger?
Yeah, she's older than me. Oh, well, she's got, like, 8 months on me. It's not a big deal.
Oh, that's just okay. Right, basically the same.
Was that a sexual relationship?
Yes.
All right, so...
Raw? Was it raw?
Oh, stop.
Yeah,
I was thinking we should get
if it
her,
was raw?
We should get her on the line and basically scold her. This is a
live
cast
listener.
We'll
just make things awkward.
No,
oh, God.
Get her on the line. No.
Don't.
How big were the boobs?
Oh, I'm actually not a boob guy. There wasn't much there, but it was completely fine in me. It didn't bother me.
Oh.
Flat.
You're not a boob guy, then what kind of guy are you?
I'm an ass man.
He's an ass man.
Did she have a really nice ass?
Yeah.
Don't make him think about that stuff.
You need to upgrade to boob. You can have both.
I
do. Either or. Next one you get, you get the nice ass and the nice boobs.
There
and then
go.
You
get all right.
Entirely.
I can vouch for that.
And then she'll see, if you're still friends with her, she'll see you with this girl who isn't flat-chested, and she'll feel like human garbage.
Oh.
That's
oh,
the way to...
Well, the shitty thing is, like, she knows I don't care about that, though, because I brought it up quite a few times. She was like,
or
oh,
maybe you were just saying
this.
That
and
to
I was
make
like,
her...
oh, well, it doesn't fucking matter.
But
next,
we all say that.
If she ever says something... if she ever says something cruel to you, you always have that in your back pocket. Like, yeah, well, you don't have any tits.
Yeah.
So
at the walls are jealous.
So you won't
there
let
go.
The
I got some
the music.
Yeah.
That's what you're playing.
But this is relevant. He's an ass man.
That was relevant too.
We
mentioned
about John
Cena.
It's never relevant.
Too already.
And there's
long.
Lyrics here. It's hard to talk over lyrics, right?
Well, that's why we should listen to it.
We're trying to help this guy.
Yeah, we should do some couples therapy. See if we can either resolve that or make her feel really terrible.
She'll feel terrible when she sees Mason with a big-titted chick. That's the way to resolve it to make her feel terrible. That's
make
the win-win.
That
win.
Make that happen.
Saul? It's got to be some big-titted chicks in Corpus Christi. Come on. Everything's
she'll,
big.
And really, I mean, like, I feel it worked out because it would be even worse if you got even further along and then, like, a year or two into
right.
it. She was like, oh, you know what? I'm not into this. Because then you would be, like, way, way into
all
it.
All you have to do is just move on and she'll want you back. That's how girls work.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. But the thing is, I think I'm just going to still, like, hang out with the same people, see how it goes. Even if she's there and just act like it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. It's also, like, the first day I've been sober in, like, 3 days, too. So. What
drugs are you doing?
Doing the H?
No. That's next week. I got to work my way up.
Wait, meth is the T?
Yeah.
How is but it starts with an M.
You're right.
I don't understand.
Wrap me that up.
The, like, you know how ecstasy is Molly?
Okay.
Meth is Tina. Because, like, Chris Tina.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
That's I didn't come up with it. That's
I've never
it
heard
well,
that.
You said, you know, like, Chris Tina, as if you were explaining.
Is, well, like, crystal, like Chris, the first syllable of crystal meth. Chris Tina.
That's
Tina.
Dumb.
Well, they have to hide what they're doing. They got to
come
up with code words, I guess.
Why do you even have to say it? Just go and do it. Make a whole big production.
Well, if you want some meth, you're not gonna. It's much easier to be like, "Hey, do you have any tea or have you seen Tina?" As opposed to, "Do you have any meth?" Because if they don't have meth, then they're judging you. But if they don't have meth,
you're just asking random.
I don't
people?
Know. I feel like if you're looking for meth, that if you, I mean if you smoke meth, you're not really going to care that you're bringing it up somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
What, don't think a paranoid.
Rob.
Oh, I've never. I've
you know
I've
all
never
the fucking lingo.
I've never as much as come in contact with someone that's done meth.
Yeah, because it's all in the Chromeo's lyrics.
Yeah,
that's why.
their last album was called Tina, Riding okay. Tina. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Really?
No.
Whose album is that? Is that Gaza?
Raping Tina.
Oh.
Was that the Tumblr girl's name? Is
that
Tina?
How
the,
no,
the
I don't think
came
so.
From?
Did Gaza rape somebody? Different sides disagree. Click this link.
And then reblog it.
Have you ever come across meth? Is there meth in Corpus Christi?
Of course there is.
I've never come across it in Corpus, but actually one of the first few shows I went to, I went to Mayhem Fest in San Antonio a while back, and I think it was the second year, it was like 2009, and there's just these really tweaked out guys next to me. And I was watching Cannibal Corpse, and for some reason, like, I smelled something, and it was, like, kind of sweet. I couldn't tell what it was. It was almost like a Black and Mild or something. And they had this little crack pipe thing, and when they finished, I still have no fucking idea if it was meth or not, but they took the remaining, like, rocks that they hadn't smoked and just, like, put them in their cheek. And I was like, I'm not trying to be weird, but I've never seen that. And I was like, I'm not going to rat you out or anything. I was like, but what are you smoking? They're like, oh, and they just laughed and walked off. So I'm pretty sure that was meth. I feel like it would be. But that's about the only encounter
I've had.
They
put it in their cheek?
Yeah, like they loaded it in this little crack pipe thing, and they only smoked like half of, I guess you'd call it a bowl. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you just put the, like, the remaining, like, not burned rock in their cheek and just went about their day. Maybe that's just how they...
Maybe
it
was.
I don't know.
So it was either meth or crack. Either way,
it was probably crack, honestly. But it was weird. Like it didn't. It just smelled like kind of sweet. Like it was a like flavored cigar or something. It's kind of weird.
Is there any crackheads or tea heads listening that could
tea heads
that could clue us in? Please give us a call 646-929-1357. Is your ex girlfriend a metal fan?
No. She does like a couple old new metal bands, though, which, I mean, I don't know if that's a red flag or not, because I have a weird soft spot for, like, System of a Down and Slipknot, even though that is not my thing, generally.
Oh, I love System of a Down.
System of a Down. Shitty bands.
Rob,
or Slipknot's not bad, either.
Mara, maybe you could hook up with her. Maybe she likes Stained and Creed and other bands.
Does
she
like Stained? I'll give you your number, Sid.
Married man, how dare you?
Can we do a conference call? Can we have a conference call?
I tried to get her on the line before. You said no.
Oh, well, now that I have a chance.
Rob likes ladies with front meat, though. I don't know if he's going to be into that. He likes the boobalicious. When they're flat-chested, I don't know.
Rob kid with all the Black Sabbath sneaker money, he can fucking fire some titties.
Or she could just stuff her top with the sneakers.
Just stuff the sneakers in her top. Boom.
It was weird how you referred to the sneakers as self-titled before. That's a weird way to ever refer to shoes.
No, the self-titled
album. I know what you meant, but it
album
still just sounded weird.
Had the artwork.
It was a library money.
Actually, Rob, she really fucking hates Future Islands, too.
Right.
I found out about them through you. And I was playing them in the car like a couple weeks ago, and she just was not going to have it. And I was pretty bummed out. I was like, it was like a little test thing just to see. And I was like, oh.
That might be why you got canceled.
But you're into Future Islands? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I was at South By this past year, like the whole time. I was there for like the entire week, and I kept seeing it pop up. And one of my friends was like, oh, we should go. There's all these shows. And I was like, nah, don't worry about it. Like, I just feel like walking around. I don't want to go to a show today. I was like, I don't know who that is anyway. And then on my way home, I went and saw Def Heaven and Beachy Band in San Antonio, and I had like a ton of downtime before the show because I had nothing to do in San Antonio. And I was like, oh, I'll look it up. And I watched the Letterman video, and I was just fucking blown away, and I just didn't go to one of the five shows or however many there were.
Not only would you have had the benefit of seeing Future Islands kill it, absolutely destroy.
Oh, please.
You would have seen and or heard me and my friends, my clique of drunks,
of vloggers,
being incredibly belligerent and starting like a pit at a future.
Oh, I thought you meant your friends in the show, like the whole group of people is your friends.
Like all the metal guys, like the Metal Sucks guys, Frank.
They're not douches. Sid's going to argue with
Bob that. From Relapse.
I'm just going to look at you and not say anything on air.
Yeah, I know, but it was a fun time.
Yeah, sure.
Reclaimer in the chat says, I agree with Rob about Justice, but fuck Future Islands.
Yes!
Okay.
I'll take it.
I knew bringing it up was not going to be a good idea, but oh well. Actually, Rob, I went to your showcase or whatever at South By, and I was going to look for you, but you weren't there.
I was absolutely there.
Because you were at the fucking Future Island show.
I was totally there. I was
spirit.
A fucking metalhead you are.
I left maybe for 20 minutes to get food, but I was there the entire night. Or, I did ditch at one point to go to Future Islands. I did say that.
Big fucking metalhead.
Maybe that's the point. Wait, were you there the entire night or just for like a band or two?
I don't know. I was really fucked up, and honestly, I don't even remember who played, but I remember being there. I was like, oh, where's Rob?
I was there, man.
Damn, I missed out.
Put me on the spot. It's all right. I think they're going to be touring soon. They're playing here. They're playing a free show, Noah, a few blocks away from your house.
I'm moving.
At the House of Vans.
Because of that.
Yes.
Didn't the House of Vans used to be in Manhattan?
No,
it's like right here.
But it used to be in Manhattan, I thought.
I don't know.
Anyways, what were you saying, Noah?
That's going
to
be exciting.
She's moving to get away from Future Islands.
I don't want to be around for that show.
Smart. Smart move.
By the way, I disagree with Rob about Justice for members of Gaza. He thinks that they should be allowed to rape people.
What?
Just the singer.
I think rape is wrong.
Did he have rapey lyrics? Did he write the lyrics? Were they rapey?
Did he have a rapey mustache?
Let's look at the lyrics.
He was like,
see if we can decode anything.
Let's give me some Gaza song titles. Let's see if we can find some clues.
I like to rape people.
Actually, there are some really rapey Gaza lyrics.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Like, the only one I can remember, it's probably not that good of an example, but I know I noticed that whenever the whole case came out. But I know on the newest album, there's one that's like looks like Miss America got into the pills again, and it's all just about some like cool whore chick, if I remember correctly. So, being in the band, he is probably didn't help him out too much. But
they have a song called Slut Maker.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, I don't have the lyrics, just the song. Hold on.
Rob, you probably know them by heart because you were on a metal blog. But can you just Google the lyrics? What? How dare I what? Aren't you, don't you run a blog?
Hold on, I'll get the lyric.
Oh, slut fuck better.
Oh, that's
breaking news.
Well, oh, wow. Then there's like something about what's with the Scarlet Letter. What's with the Scarlet Letter
that
shit?
There's
no A on your chest. Dumber than a bag of Hatebreed fans.
Okay, that's
wait, what? That's one of the lyrics.
I was going to say that sounds more empowering to women to be able to have sex, so they shouldn't be wearing a Scarlet Letter. That doesn't sound like
they
great.
Really said dumber than a bag of Hatebreed fans?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
There isn't enough,
not that bad, are they?
There isn't enough medicine in the world for my headache, but if you prefer, go ahead and sit on your holy hands. Wait for your stuck-up 16th century rapture. A little skin and you'd fuck me just like anyone else would. As we head ignorance first into Armageddon, see you in hell.
So
God damn, you're right.
Is he the guy that, the same guy that raped the girl, is he the same guy that wrote this stuff?
I think so.
So is he like a...
Allegedly.
Is he like a neckbeard? Is he like he never got laid until he was in a band or something? And then
I don't know, but he was Mormon for a while.
Yeah, if they're from Utah, they probably get laid for a long time just by choice.
It just seems like, you know, he sounds like one of those guys that is really mad at women.
Well, anyway. Cult Leader, though. Great band.
So is Gaza.
Yeah,
is the singer in a new band, too, or no?
No, he's...
The bass player from Gaza is singing in Cult. I don't know if he's playing bass.
He does.
You can do both. Yeah. I don't think it's that hard.
No, I think he's just singing.
Especially when it's this kind of singing.
You don't really even need bass. That's like they wanted a friend in the band and he didn't know an instrument, so they're going to just play bass. You'd be
able to sing.
That's how bass like started as an instrument, I think. It's like every band just had a friend.
What about John Mae Young from Dream Theater?
Is that how, is that how Primus started?
Mae Young is in a band?
Yeah. Mae Young. Doesn't Les Claypool's bass have extra strings on it? That doesn't count as a bass. He plays it like a guitar.
There is such a thing called six-string bass.
Yeah, then that doesn't count. I'm talking about
but
regular
But also he
old...
plays four-string bass, too. Does it depends he? On the song.
Well,
yeah.
He slums it sometimes.
We
he's
lost,
also a really cool guy.
We lost our caller. What was his name? Marvin?
Mason.
Mason.
Maven.
Marvin.
Marvin? I don't know. Mason, thank you for listening. And
I like Maven.
Very nice of you to say that we get you through the hard times.
Yeah.
Your ex-girlfriend
Call back
like a
and
bitch.
Give us updates on your pursuit of girls with big breasts. Or bigger breasts, at least.
Some guys are just not into that. Just
All
let
right.
them be.
Still try it.
What if he finds a girl with a nicer ass? Why can't he just have that?
You could do that too, but try to get both. Don't limit yourself.
Why? It doesn't even have to be. It should be a girl that you get along with.
Yeah.
And, that's the first thing.
And with big tits.
He seems like a friendly guy. He probably gets along with everyone. So then go for the big tits.
Yeah. I would immensely, intensely love my girlfriend, even if she did not have big tits.
But it's just an extra
but
thing.
They are fantastic.
Extra things.
Some fantastic tits. Fantastic tits.
You know, there are some girls with big tits, and they just go off to the sides, and it's not that fantastic.
No.
That's fine.
No, but the big is definitely not the only... I mean, they can be big and horrible.
Right.
But if they're big and nice, that's the best.
Right, but how's he supposed to know if they're big and nice?
Well,
he's
19.
If you date
a while.
Plenty of tits in the sea.
You get the shirt off, and then if they're not satisfactory, you reassess if she's good enough... that the tits aren't that awesome, but you'd like her anyway, you stay with her.
And, I mean, it's Corpus Christi. It's probably hot as hell, and everybody's tits are halfway out anyway, so it shouldn't be hard to figure it out.
It's a very good point. Yeah.
Cut off shorts and tank tops all over the place.
Still better than Saskatoon.
Well, for some things.
Well.
For food and for heat.
Just weather. Mm. Yeah.
You've never been to Saskatoon.
I just know.
Livecast road trip?
No.
Yeah.
Cancel your
live from Saskatoon.
Fuck out of here.
I'm sure we have one person that listens that lives in Saskatoon.
Or has at least been there, driven through it, maybe. Something.
I just know these towns from, like, old wrestling shows. Because they would, like, when Bret Hart was champion, they'd be like, he's in Saskatchewan. And I'm like, what? That's a real place? And then I always remembered it. Thank you, professional wrestling, for also teaching me geography.
Well, see, that's why when Mason first called up, I'm like, Corpus Christi, what wrestler?
Yeah, what wrestler,
from?
Yeah.
Which we still didn't figure out.
Yeah, like, I could hear the announcement from Corpus Christi.
Yeah. Was it Kerry Von Erich? Were they from Corpus
Christi?
No,
they're from Dallas.
I don't know.
I'm like, I keep going to, like, Cactus Jack, but he's from
Truth or Consequences.
Is
New Mexico.
Yeah. It has to be someone in WCW, I feel. I'm also going to, like, Eddie Guerrero, but he's from El Paso, right?
I think so.
We'll
it was somebody
it
from before
the
Eddie Guerrero times. It was from when I was, like, a little kid, like the 80s.
Well, I just Googled it and came up with nothing.
Weird.
All right. Well, let's take a music break and inspired by...
Who was Wendy Richter from?
Oh,
it could be her, but...
Inspired by Sid's rant about the genocidal war, here's Carnivore. With World Wars 3 and 4.
Oh, wow. Is it two songs or are they just
one song
about two wars?
Is that song about rape?
It's one song about two wars.
A metaphor for rape?
It's Peter Steele, so yeah, probably.
Let's have a war! Before my eyes, stumbling I trip over pieces of these buildings.
World War III! Are you ready? This is Slow-Mo, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. Nope. Just kidding. Bet you got excited, though. Sucker. Here's another lame song. Yeah.
This week's Metal Injection live cast is brought to you in partnership with Converse, whose new Black Sabbath sneakers are available now. If you dig yourself a little Black Sabbath, got yourself some Chuck Taylors from Converse, or want to get yourself some Chuck Taylors from Converse.
I do.
There you go. Get yourself some Black Sabbath ones.
Me too.
Visit converse.com.
Get me some, Rob.
/Black Sabbath for more information. You know what? Since you guys have been such great co-hosts, I'm going to go on the site right now and order a pair for each of you. You get the Never Say Die. You get the live one. Sid,
woo!
You get the other one.
Do they have any other bands that you can get me? Didn't The Clash have shoes?
They had shoes,
Sid,
that they wore.
You can go to converse.com and find out all about it.
Do you know that
free?
I have a pair of Converse? I think I have them for 16 years already, and I still wear them.
You need some Black Sabbath.
Sounds
Converse.
Like you need a new pair of Black Sabbath Converse.
They are, jokes aside, they are really nice. The live ones, I'm not saying that to shill. They are fucking beautiful, and I love Converse shoes.
Me too. I've kept mine for 16 years.
They're fucking gorgeous.
Now that the music break is over, the live cast demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
And put down the bong, Rob.
He
just put it down.
Thank you.
Down and away.
Whoa, I forgot what kind of a beast that bong is.
Yeah.
My bong is in the studios this week.
Rob left me a very generous gift for watching my dog while I was in Israel. Thank you, Rob.
It was only because I was getting on a train, so I didn't want to have a bong on a public transit.
You would be like one of eight people with bongs on.
Yeah,
you.
People
smoke
joints freely in this.
I went to Vermont last weekend, and so I didn't want to take
Ben and Jerry's tour.
Did you go skiing?
I didn't make it to the Ben and Jerry's. It's summertime.
It's winter.
It is beautiful in Vermont in the summer. We did go to a beer factory, Harpoon's
Not
Brewery.
Not a brewery.
A brewery. I guess that's the technical term for it.
So you learned nothing on your brewery tour.
But the whole time I was kind of like, yeah, get to the beer samples. Because I will say Harpoon has...
Did you spit them out? Did you swish them around your mouth and spit them out, or did you swallow?
Oh, I swallowed. I swallowed every lick of that Harpoon brewery.
Someone's already made that a drop.
every lick?
Sure.
You lick one of the frozen?
I was like
Barney, a dog with
like
a bowl
Barney
of water.
Rubble. Under the tap.
Barney
like,
Gumbel?
Yeah.
Barney Gumbel, not Barney.
Hey, Fred. I got a new gig on The Simpsons.
I made that mistake.
You're
purposely.
Yeah.
Purposely so Darren could
do
his
Barney
excellent
Rubble.
Barney Rubble.
He doesn't need
adversity.
Your fucking charity. Dare you.
I've been working on my John Sterling, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, I have to do it now?
You didn't bring it up.
You know, Susan, there's only one thing that can fix your face. The sandpaper aisle at Lowe's. Never stop improving.
Do they have a whole aisle for sandpaper?
I don't know. Probably not.
Get Chris Jericho on the line. Let's find out.
You know, Susan, after a grueling Yankee game, I like to go home and dip my balls in Bigelow tea. And Susan,
wait,
so should you.
Who's Jason Sterling?
Yeah.
Sterling,
I don't know who Jason Sterling is. He's
a Yankees,
John Sterling.
John Sterling, I'm sorry.
A very old Jewy announcer who is like an old-time radio guy, you know, and he's very bad.
He's from Cousin Brucey's time.
He gets sort of bad rap for being like he calls plays wrong, and no one knows why he still has a job, basically.
I gotcha.
That's just very funny. There's a lot of shills and a lot of things he has to read, you know.
I could relate.
George Steinbrenner's hearse, driven by Jeep.
He doesn't do a read for Converse?
Huh?
He doesn't do any Converse libraries?
Maybe Florsheim.
Not yet.
Let me quickly go through the music during the break. We kicked it off with Carnivore, World Wars 3 and 4. And we played Laser Wolf.
That's
with,
an actual thing?
That's a band.
That's Lady Gaga's favorite metal band, right, Rob?
That's right.
You wrote a story on that.
I didn't write that it's her favorite metal band. I wrote it, they're Lady Gaga approved.
What is Lady Gaga's favorite metal band?
Iron
Lady
Maiden.
Gaza.
Well, that's the episode title for sure.
Oh, by the way, I realize in the chat I was remiss since we just mentioned sandpaper and not playing that.
That's what I said to call Chris Jericho.
I didn't hear that line. Sandpaper! Thank you, chat. I totally walked
I should try to get Chris Jericho to call in, right? That's the thing.
We've discussed that
before. He's putting out an album.
See if he wants any Converse Black Sabbath.
Can you get Weird Al?
Can I get Weird Al?
Yeah, he's got a new
maybe.
Album.
Maybe.
You'd make Darren's life. You'd be so grateful.
For what?
If we got Weird Al on the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Weird Al fan.
You act like I hold this key. Like, yes. I could email somebody and make a request.
Noah, can you get the fired Opie and Anthony guy on the show? He probably is looking for somewhere to talk.
We could probably tweet at him.
But this would not be a softball interview. I mean, we don't like him.
No. Rob?
Sid and I don't like him.
What?
Anthony Cumia?
I've never interacted with him.
But, you know, knowing what
he's
talks
nice
about,
in,
though.
In real life,
well, to white people. Of course he'd be nice to you.
He wouldn't call you a cunt rag walking down the street.
An animal.
He may have behind my back, and I just didn't know about it.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. By the way, Noah, you're popping. Is that your mic or the chocolates you're stuffing in your face?
I have chocolates with Pop Rocks in them.
What?
This is what they do in Israel.
Yeah, am I
pronouncing?
Is that safe?
Israel.
This is what Palestinian children throw at Israelis, and then Israel bulldozes
chocolate.
Them.
It's a
yeah, they put Pop Rocks in soda and then throw it at the...
Yeah.
It's just chocolate.
Review, Darren?
It just tastes like Nestle Crunch.
Yeah.
The Pop Rocks just make Chuck it
taste on
crunchy.
It.
I like it, but it doesn't have the aftertaste of Nestle Crunch of just high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, yeah, now I got the Pop Rocks. It's tingling. That's weird. They don't go together. It tastes good, but it doesn't go together. Okay.
So other than so then we had Laser Wolf, right? Who Lady Gaga saw like that was.
She
like
went to their South by Southwest show somehow.
She wasn't in Future Islands.
No, she wasn't. No, because she was playing.
She wasn't at the Metal Injection showcase.
It was going on the same time.
You wouldn't know if she was at the Metal Injection showcase because you weren't there. That's total bullshit. Text Frank and ask her if she was at the Metal Injection showcase.
No, because she had her big show at the Doritos Bold stage.
That's where Rob was
competing with
us. Did you make that up?
Did they give Doritos at that show?
I guess. I don't know. Doritos is like a huge, absurd sponsor of South by Southwest.
Can we get some Doritos?
They would have a giant. I've talked about this before. They had a giant. Vending machine stage. It was like a oversized vending machine
Doritos
was the stage.
Sorry,
are you okay, Sid?
Doritos live reads. We get free Doritos. Who needs free shoes? You get free chips.
Wow, so these are brilliant ideas, and I'm really glad you're
call
bringing them all up on the air.
Call them up right now on air. Call up your Doritos contact.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a giant, like a 40-foot Doritos bag hanging above the stage and it fell on Future Islands?
That was Rob's nickname in high school, 40-foot Doritos bag.
Imagine how much cum it would take to fill that up.
Rob?
How much Sean cum it would take.
Oh.
Like 12 years. Well, for him, maybe not. Week and a half.
Oh, my God.
It just fell and spilled all over.
Oh, my God. A 40-foot Doritos bag full of Sean cum just fell on Future Islands. Oh, my God. Oh, the humanity.
We can't tell the difference between Future Islands and the cum. Which is which. We don't know who to save.
I don't know which one's more disgusting.
Yeah.
You guys are so mean to Future Island.
Everything on the stage should be sterilized.
It's their own fault. Don't suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be so bad.
Darren's right.
I still haven't gone through this playlist.
Seriously, though, Rob, get us some free Doritos.
Okay, got it. Some new...
Make sure the bag is closed.
It'll be wrapped Doritos. Some new Judas Priest with Redeemer of Souls.
You call that Nudas Priest?
The title track off their new album.
What's it called? Almost gotcha.
And then wrapped it all up with Origin Manifest Desolate off their new album. That wasn't the title track, though.
Oh, lame. We should do one week where it's just title tracks and then you could say everything twice.
But Origin's new album is Omnipresent.
Is it?
It's
so
everywhere.
Is that the name or is it just you're making a comment?
No, it's right next to you, Sid.
What the fuck?
It's inside the house.
It's God.
And it loves you.
Oh, that's nice.
I feel like my voice has more of a baritone today.
Because of the pop rocks.
No, it's because I'm fucking sick. I hope you don't get near me.
I don't feel well.
Why did you hug us hello then?
I didn't. You're
Darren,
lying.
Would you like to hear some Maury Povich insider information?
Sure. Please. Yes. I hope it's negative.
It's weird. It's not negative or... It could be considered positive.
His wife's pregnant.
No.
His 75-year-old. Yeah.
So a friend of mine works for an architecture firm
that
was doing something in Maury Povich's house. And so I don't think it was my friend. I think it was a friend of a friend at this firm was at Maury Povich's house. And Maury Povich was there, and so was his wife. And Maury Povich had just gotten there from like a workout from the gym. He's like, so guys, give me a minute. I need to go wash up and change. And literally 3 minutes later, he emerged fully washed, fully changed.
Wow.
And
the
architect guy looked at his wife and he's like, that was really fast. She's like, yeah, nobody understands how he can do this. It's really weird.
Does he stink, though?
He takes like 2 minute showers and he emerges completely.
Well, maybe he stinks.
Apparently
the guy didn't want to
maybe he just licks himself.
He just takes crazy fast showers.
Maybe he just licks himself like a cat and then it's over
that,
in a minute.
There's a lot of him to lick. That would take longer than a shower.
Private area.
He's a little guy.
I think he'd probably break his back.
Fine.
Did you see that when he did his 5,000th show?
Oh, my God.
They had – I couldn't believe what I was watching. They had – they wheeled out a cake, like a stripper cake.
Uh-oh.
And fucking Connie Chung jumps out of this
what
cake.
What was she wearing?
But
it's Noah's nightmare.
Nothing, like, revealing. But, I mean, like, they just – they had to lift his fucking zichrochene fucking body out of this cake. I thought she was going to break 14 of her arms.
Hey, happy birthday, Maury. Here's the same thing you've been seeing every day for the last 40 fucking years.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Oh, yeah.
Except now it's ruining a cake.
Can you imagine Connie Chung coming out of a fucking stripper?
How long do you think she was in there?
Like a fucking hour and a half. They forgot about it.
They baked the cake with her in it.
They had 18 paternity tests to get through first.
Smelled like Egg Foo Young in there.
Gave her a lie detector.
Bukyak started stinking in there. And she couldn't take a fucking 3 minute shower like Maury either.
Wait, hold on. Connie Chung partook in a bukkake.
No.
Bukyak.
Bukyak is a Italian euphemism for pussy.
Oh, you've forgotten your Sopranos.
Yeah, I never noticed that's similar to bukkake, but it's not. Different word. Bukyak.
That's where my
mind How do you spell
went.
It?
I wouldn't know that, honestly. Mm-hmm. Not up on the... I guess it would B-U-C-C-I-A-C-C-E, probably. And you just leave off the last vowel.
Bucciacci?
Well, in
Joni loves Bucciacci.
In Italian, you always lead off the last vowel. Like they go, Affangul. You know, that's really Vangola.
Oh,
or
really?
Vangiola.
Okay.
Or
I guess that makes sense.
Affangul.
Do you have any Italians in the chat that could give us confirmation? Or are they all at confirmations? You know, that's the thing Italians go to. Fun with words. Anything?
The number to dial if you want to listen to or you want to call in the live cast is 646-929-1357. Mm-hmm. Played Judas Priest during the break. I interviewed members of Judas Priest.
How'd that go?
It was a little weird. It was in the
How's
Sony
Ripper
building.
Owens doing?
Ripper is not in the band.
What? He's in Gaza now. He's named Raper. He changed his name.
Raper Owens?
Yeah.
It's probably true.
If only Randy Bly pushed him out of the way of his penis out of the way of that girl's vagina.
Maybe he pushed his penis into that girl's vagina.
I never thought of that. He's short for CSI, said.
You guys have like a. There was so much. Hot smoke exhaled out of that bong.
Yeah, you guys definitely got contact high.
I'm just delirious from a fucking sickness right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the sickness that is cannabis.
Maybe.
I'm just delirious from the World Cup finally being over.
Oh, I'm so glad. The day it started, I looked up the last day of the cup, and I was like, I can't believe
it. It seemed like
this
forever.
Far. Yeah.
But
a whole lot of junk.
Soccer is so boring.
I guess I understand. I'm like, well, it's good that they have something to congregate over. But
who's they?
Whoever's congregating. Those people.
So you're just generally in favor of congregation?
Sure. If it's like, well, like, look, they're into it. Well, it's something to do. But I just don't want to do
kids
it.
Kids off the streets?
Yeah.
I got into
it. Who's it? It doesn't really... Like, what bothers me is just the hype. Yeah. The hype machine.
Well, I'm not around anyone that really is into soccer, so I kind of took a little excitement in it. You know, not wasn't over. Not like the way I would follow others. I was kind of neutral. I wanted the USA to lose, though.
Yeah, me too.
Because we just – because, first of all, here's number one. And I think Sid will agree with me.
What?
One. I have to leave
Show's
now.
Over.
No. Should we spoil who won the World Cup?
I think
– to who?
Yeah.
Who are we spoiling?
Nobody. Okay, guys. If you don't want to know who wins the World Cup, just skip ahead these next few seconds. Germany.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah. Okay, now you can listen again.
How will they know that you're saying
Since yeah. you've skipped ahead, Germany.
Oh.
You're a troll. But I wanted the U.S.
to
lose
too tall to be a troll,
because there would be so much faux excitement for it for
right.
the U.S.
Hey, yeah, the U.S. doesn't need it.
Exactly. That was my number two, which is more important.
We have every other fucking sport.
Let non-USA have something
else. Yeah, like even the fact that Germany won, like, they don't need it.
It's or
like,
even, go ahead, sorry.
I said this to someone, like, the amount of mental gymnastics you need to go to make America an underdog in anything, it's just so fucking pathetic.
I mean, they are technically an underdog in this, but no one's going to ever see it that way.
It's just, it's ridiculous. And I just don't like nationalism in general.
And it's also, the same thing happens when they do the hockey cup. They have a similar thing in hockey.
Oh, yeah, during the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, but, yeah. No, they have another one that they do,
oh, really?
Which is not in the Olympics, I think. Don't quote me on that. But still, like, you always see fucking, like, U.S. fans suddenly caring about this when they don't even watch hockey.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, like, who... Since when? It's Canada's thing. Let
it's
them
something
fucking
to watch
it.
During brunch. Leave them alone.
Yeah. When it's baseball, okay, at least we invented that
But
shit.
Nobody even cares about the World Baseball Classic.
I care. I like it.
Yeah, but you're like already a baseball
I'm
fan.
I'm a nutty, insane fan, though.
But yeah, just with the soccer. And every 4 years we have to hear on the ESPN and everything, soccer's getting really popular in America. Yeah, if you keep telling us that, it'll somehow become true. Stop it.
Well, it's popular with kids playing
it. If it was legitimately popular, they wouldn't have to keep telling us how legitimately popular it was.
Well, didn't Drew Carey buy the Seattle Sounders?
What? Is this the sports cast right now?
Huh?
Is this what we're morphing into the...
whatever. We could drop it.
I like you guys just... You're like, yes, now everything I could vent about the World Cup.
Yeah, I hate it.
I don't hate it, but it's, you know, it's whatever. It's whatever.
But Germany.
I get into the games when they're good games.
Well, how do you know it's a good game?
If it's exciting.
Do you know it's exciting?
Because I know I'm excited
nothing.
By the...
Okay.
What? I'm answering his question.
Yeah,
I'm not upset.
It's always nothing. I don't know what to get.
Well, there was a 7-1 game the other day.
So was that more exciting than nothing?
No, actually, it was boring.
See, so...
That's what I'm saying.
If they score, it's boring. If they don't score, I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Well, that you watch baseball, isn't a 1-0 game interesting to you, like a pitcher's duel?
Sometimes.
Okay, so it's the same thing. If you because you understand what's going on when there's no hitting happening. Because
they're not just like standing in the middle and passing it back and forth, big monkey in the middle.
I think you're just familiar with baseball, so you see the intricacies, and people who like soccer see that, you know.
I suppose. I don't know.
Just be a curmudgeon. I'm sorry for talking you out of it.
No, what was your opinion of the World Cup? Were you following it? Were you rooting for Israel?
But they didn't have a fucking team in the
World
Cup.
They did.
What?
I thought they did.
Did
in
Palestine?
The World Cup?
Was Palestine?
Maybe.
No, Israel has.
Before the soccer ball.
But they lost. Oh.
They blew it up.
No.
Wait, they like had to go to the bathroom? All of Riho. We got a few calls.
What?
562, you're on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, how's it going? It's all Deuterino, and I'm disappointed that I have to be the only apologist for soccer. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I semi-apologized for it.
Everyone
No apologist. I love soccer.
Yeah, no, we got
you just said you were an apologist.
Do you
so
follow
apologize.
The Major League Soccer?
Well, no. Like, all you guys are just basically, like, continuing shitting on it. I have to be... I'm depressed. I'm the only one sticking up for it.
I didn't shit, just for the record. I
don't understand why the guys have to be so dramatic. Like, why can't they just leave that off?
What do you mean?
They start crying and like they like overreact.
Faking injuries and
they
shit.
Like they trip and they act like they broke a leg.
Well, in some of these countries, there's nothing else to do
but
play soccer.
But also, isn't that like a thing that
and
people
And it's not
do?
Like football. At least with football, they're wearing full armor and protection. In soccer, you really don't have anything.
But
and
in soccer, the point of the game is to crash into the other guy.
Yeah,
but well, if you want to do that, then just go watch some backyard beatdown or whatever. It's like... Why even have rules to it? Why even have a football?
But I can watch my dog chase a ball. I don't have to watch the puck.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm from California.
Who were you rooting for?
Well, originally it would have been nice to see USA go all the way, but we know that they're kind of an underdog team anyway, so I just genuinely like the game. And how do you call it, like, boring when you guys watch baseball all the time? Most of the time it's just pitching and quick sprints when there is a home run. Most of the time it's just standing around.
Yeah.
The best American sport there is, standing around.
As American as apple pie.
Right.
All right.
There's a reason why people think of baseball to delay an orgasm. That's all I have to say.
They don't think of the actual game. They think of, like, rosters and stats. That could be any sport, except soccer, because there really aren't any stats. There's, like, one goal every few months.
Yeah, they just chose baseball because it was the most popular sport.
Yeah.
All right, now we have we have a block number.
Uh-oh.
Speak up.
Hey, guys. It's Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, he's probably
soccer talk. Welcome to soccer talk.
I'm not too big on soccer, but I guess I got into it this year.
See, instead of soccer gaining popularity in the U.S., we're making it lose popularity in the U.K.
Good. Down with soccer.
We're doing our part.
Well, I didn't watch the game, I just really couldn't be bothered.
Did you not care because your country wasn't in it, or you just don't give a shit?
Wales was not in it, so I had nobody to root for in the beginning.
Do you not root for the English team?
What?
No. They suck.
Yeah.
Is there a Wales team?
It'd be like you guys supporting Canada.
Yeah, fuck Canada. Well, me supporting
I would think that... England rooting for Wales would be more like us rooting for Canada than Wales rooting for England. If anything, you're the Canada of England.
Don't you talk about us like that.
Sid, take that back.
Do not insult our country.
Sorry, I have a big following in Cardiff. I don't want to alienate them.
They have shitty weather.
Hey, it's actually been pretty nice these past few weeks.
It's only in the 40s. It's pretty good.
Come on. The 40s to them, it's like 100.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So, were you calling in about soccer or something else?
No, I was... Well, the first thing I wanted to say was my condolences to you, Sid, for losing your cat.
Thank you.
Sorry to hear about that.
Thank you.
And second thing was, why was the whole LeBron James thing so big on the other day?
It was just something to talk about when there's...
Because it's cool. He went back to the small market team that he's from.
I don't know if it's cool.
I think it's cool.
I don't think it's cool because... he abandoned them when it looked like they weren't going to win, and then he went back when they
not that it
they
looked like they were,
players.
As long as he was on the team, they were going to win.
Right, all right.
He just went to a better
Let me rephrase that.
Him.
He abandoned them when he had the first opportunity to leave. And now that they look like they have some good young players and a core there, he's back because he thinks he can win there. I don't think that's a cool story.
That's not the only reason.
I don't begrudge him for that. That's his right. But don't tell me that's like a nice story.
I'm happy
for
Cleveland. That was a good little essay he wrote in Sports Illustrated.
But they wanted to kill him.
I'm sure he wrote it.
They ran out of town or
whatever. He learned from his mistakes.
Bullshit, he learned from his
mistakes. It's a face turn. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's like he was a bad guy, and now he's like, oh, he's the returning good guy.
He's still a dick. He's still a fucking dick. Are you kidding me?
I've wanted to hate him, and on Miami it was easy to root against him just because it's easy to root against Miami anyway, but he always struck me as a decent guy.
Okay.
Whatever. He's a front runner, but so that's his generation. He's a product of his generation.
Not everyone in his generation. Like
most.
That.
Most.
You're in his generation.
No, I'm older.
You're like 5 years older than him.
How old is he now?
31, something?
No, he's like 28, 29.
Well, whatever. You're right in there.
Nice. It's different.
Rob's not a front runner.
Rob doesn't even have an opinion.
Are you a front runner, Rob?
I'm a metal front runner, not a basketball front runner.
I'll see.
All right.
I don't know. He always seemed like a good dude to me.
Next up on the sportscast.
Yeah. He never raped anybody like the guy from Gaza.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not mutilating Israeli children.
Tim Lambesis.
Yeah.
He's in the news. He's trying to get a reduced sentence.
Yeah, good luck.
He's trying to get his 1 year of house arrest counts towards his
How long
sentence.
Is he in jail for?
It's a 6-year sentence.
Oh.
But he's going to, like, he's probably only going to do, like, you know, 3.
Thank God. We don't want him to.
But also, he apparently gave up all of his savings and whatever. He basically has to start from zero.
Hmm.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Good.
Fuck How many
him.
Cigarettes does he have? Because that's what's currency in prison. That's all the money he's going to need. In his ass.
Yeah, the long hair and the...
He did. He looks like he just squats.
The question is, will he have a prison wife, and will he try to have his prison wife murdered also?
Yeah, and will he do it wrong again?
That's what you need to investigate, Rob. You need to get someone on the inside to monitor this and report.
I think he's going to clearly be the wife.
Well, then someone's going to try to have him. Hair. We might never see Tim Lambis out of jail again.
He's a very girly-looking man.
It's true.
Facially.
What do you think, Rob?
I feel like he's at the top.
No.
You've thought about that.
Like, no, he seems like he's so egotistical. He wouldn't, he'd have to be.
So, but do you think he'll try to have his prison wife killed?
But that's,
it depends how she acts.
That's if it's by choice.
But, you know, to him it's she.
I guess that's how he'll rationalize it.
Yeah.
Reclaimer says, Tim is so stupid, he would try to get his house murdered as a way out of house arrest.
Set it on fire with him in it.
And Kasperger says, I've been told New Jersey is to New York as Wales is to England.
Yeah.
Sounds similar. I've never been to Wales, but...
I've never been to New Jersey. No, that's...
You should be so lucky.
646-929-1357. That's the old number. Yeah, so I went to interview Judas Priest in the... They're on Sony Records. Sony's, you know, one of the last standing major labels. And there is a Sony building in the middle of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I went there, and it's really? Huge. And we were like on the place where...
Did someone invite you there, or did you just show up because you knew he was...
No, to interview Judas Priest. No, yeah, we had a scheduled interview with
the
band.
Okay, just making sure.
It was not catered, but got a free copy of the new CD, Redeemer of Soul.
Did Rob Halford hand it over to you personally?
No, his publicist did. It was weird.
Did he only talk to you through the publicist, or did he actually talk to you?
He eventually talked to me. It was eventually me and him, and the publicist left the room. And Frank was...
How many times did Rob Halford say the word metal? I know he says it a lot in interviews.
He said it a good amount.
You should have like a little counter in the corner of the video.
A corner counter?
Yeah.
He's such a cool guy, right?
He was so nice and so talkative. When he walked into the room, he saw the Metal Injection mic flag. It's like, oh, Metal Injection. I'm not going to do the voice. Oh, Metal Injection. I visit the site.
Don't you wish you had made that decision before you started?
I should have.
Just talk like Rob.
Like Ian Watkins.
He's like, oh, Metal Injection. I visit the site all the time. I love your live videos. And then he would go, I was like, yeah, it's a really great site. It's really good to keep up to date with.
What do you say about the podcast?
Yeah.
Not mention.
Love the JCVD impression.
Whatever happened to the Googler?
But like, he kept talking on it to the point that I was like, oh my God, Rob Halford is telling me how good my thing is? What's going on here? What world is
this? Do you think he just researched the guy that was going to mention
it? Yeah.
No, because another, a friend of mine interviewed him, a colleague.
Ken Pierce.
I said a colleague.
Can I just say, just because you brought Ken Pierce up, Judas Priest was doing a town hall at Sirius, and so
Ken
you know
Pierce
how
there's
a fishbowl? I feel so terrible for saying this story. But so all the audience members were sitting in the fishbowl listening to Judas Priest and Jim Brewer interview them. But for some reason, Ken Pierce was outside the fishbowl taking photos.
Why was he even there?
He just got someone to, like, get him in.
He wandered in.
Jose.
But you can't take a photo through the glass. I mean, it must have been really shitty photos.
Go on his website. Let's see how the photos turned out.
I don't know. Let's not pick on him.
Did he Yelp Sirius Studios?
He Yelped when the security threw him out.
No, but another website interviewed him and asked him what websites he visited, and he mentioned Metal Injection.
Did he mention that website?
No.
Maybe he just...
Wow.
Maybe he just finds you attractive. He wants to bang you out.
Let's be more mature.
Why is that immature?
Also,
he's a homosexual man. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
But also,
maybe he wants you to be his leather daddy.
Oh, hello.
It's not a bad thing that he finds you attractive.
He's older than me, so he would be the daddy.
Okay.
But isn't that how that works?
You're a cub.
Compared to Rob Halford, yeah.
Why is it a bad thing if he finds her attractive?
I think just like the math.
Oh, let's not kid ourselves. Of course, he's like
he's openly gay.
That's an attractive man that's interviewing me right now. Of course, he would think that.
Call you Durinsky?
Come here, you.
No, he was great. He was super talkative.
Who did he find more attractive, you or Frank? That should have been question number one. Hey, Rob, which one of us would you rather bend over right now? Come on, pick.
You would ask him that if you were there?
If I was just me and Rob Halford in a room, I'd be like, hey, Rob Halford, quick, let me open up my Facebook. Would you rather have sex with my friend Rob or this guy Frank? Pick. Any gay person I meet, that's the first thing I ask them. Who would you rather fuck? Rob Pasbani or Frank Godla? Quick. I need to know. I have a running tally at home. I don't know where it's
who's
at right
leading?
Now.
Oh, I was going to say, who's winning?
I don't have the updated stats, but it's on an abacus. It's just something I'm very interested in. I don't know why you wouldn't be. You're actually in it.
They're very different physical types.
Yeah.
Did you get his number by the end of the year?
Stop it. I wish I had more time to talk to him. We only had like 10 minutes with him. I interviewed him, and then I interviewed Glenn Tipton and their new guitarist, Richie Faulkner
yeah.
separately.
You did all three of those interviews separate?
Yeah, just because they were doing so much press that it was like, so I had to ask them some of the same questions.
Shocking.
But his answers were more full than like the guitarists were a little more like just, you know, 2-3
yeah,
word answers.
They play guitar. They're not like frontman.
True artists. Band.
Banging the Rob.
Stop it.
His mouth says no, but his eyes say keep going, please.
banging the rob.
Get that on now.
What color were Rob Halford's eyes?
He was wearing shades.
Gorgeous.
Really?
The color gorgeous.
That's an episode title right there. That might be better than Lady Gaza.
I like Raper Owens. I get a lawsuit.
This is me love songs to rule. Come here, you cub, yeah.
His accent is actually more cartoonish than that.
Yeah.
He's got like a straight up hilarious cartoon British accent.
I just did a generic.
Yeah, you're being too respectful.
Hello, hello. Yeah.
Rob, are you getting a chub when you hear this?
It's a good song, but
that's what
no
I meant.
Chub.
Rob doesn't like metal anymore.
Banging
you know,
the Rob.
He wants to get chub.
Stop
from
it. Banging the Rob. Banging his butt. Banging his butt.
Yeah, in the chat here. In the dead of night, Rob bites. Rob's his turbo lover.
Yeah. It takes a lot to find the one non-homoerotic Judas Priest song and even make that homoerotic. We did it.
Boning after midnight, Robba will be raw. Rob's going to ram it down.
That's got to be confusing, though, when both the top and the bottom are Rob.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what are we talking about?
I think Rob Halford is by far the bottom in that.
I mean, for any sort of situation like this to work, I just have to remind the potential party, I'm the top.
Okay. Do you really want to go into a 60-something-year-old butt, though?
Oh.
Think of all
be a little humble,
through.
Rob.
Well, not just that.
Have some self-respect.
A 67-year-old butthole that's in a band that's been touring for 45 years. Yeah. You know how many penises I must have been
not
in there?
Not only that, but just like bad road.
But who's to say, hold on, who's to say he doesn't,
out.
He's
I think he's married.
Yeah,
and
like
like 30 years ago? Come on.
It's not like your butt will eventually.
I don't know.
You know.
Yeah, listen. I see it no different as like if I were to fuck Courtney Love. I mean that's a stink pot. Right
well,
there.
I don't know. Courtney Love seems a bit looser than.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's a whore.
For me, it's just more like that's like 60 or 70 years worth of shits. And however many years worth of dicks.
Well, you're just
it's
coming
just
out
so
against.
So much has been going on. Yeah, it's just
taking
an
anal.
An old person.
An old person's anal.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Yeah. Like, if it was a woman, it would be this. It's still.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't meant to be a homophobic thing. I mean, a dirty orifice in general, yeah. I would not.
Even if you keep it clean that many years, it just adds up no matter what you do.
There's, like, buildup on the internal walls.
Yeah.
So do you ever take a peek at your hole, like how gaping it's become?
No, I try not.
What?
To.
How would it gape?
From all the shits.
He pushes.
Do you have big shits?
Usually.
Really?
They take a few trips.
I feel like I don't have big shits. I don't.
Whose shits are you comparing them to?
Well, that's true. I don't. They don't seem big.
Yeah, but once
I do have a friend that fucking sends me texts of his shit once a week.
Rob, stop doing that.
Not Rob. I don't.
No,
he sends it.
No, that. Stop doing that.
No,
and they're mass texts. They send them to like fucking 10 people.
He's very proud.
I feel like I will get that urge very rarely, but I still would never take a photo of my like that. It's unnecessary.
I don't want to look at it when I'm done. Really. Sometimes I do because I'm curious.
You want to take a look just to make sure it looks
no
there's no
or
blood
anything.
Or like worms crawling around, but.
Parasites.
Yeah. Oh, I always have to take a look before I flush it. I need to document. Like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, like,
have you ever had one that didn't make sense that you were confused by?
That time it came out blue.
Yeah. That's from having Slurpees. I get
or from blueberry cereal.
El Deuterino wants to know, will Noah be squirting at 70?
Probably not.
There's nothing left to squirt.
Dries down around there.
It's like fucking cobwebs.
Right?
Gotta,
I mean, I don't know.
You got to pick off the scabs and let the pus run out.
Oh,
why would I have that?
Stop scratching it.
I wouldn't have that.
It's an old joke. That's how you get an old lady wet.
Ew.
Old 100-year-old joke.
Ghost of Christmas Future. Get ready.
No.
One day. Unless you go hitchhiking in the wrong part of Israel, then you won't have to deal with that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about that story that puzzles me, is how do you know which car you're getting? All those motherfuckers look the same.
Right, exactly.
You can't tell a Palestinian
well,
from
that's
a fucking Israeli.
Well, that's why I
shouldn't hitchhike.
They probably didn't, like, willingly get into a car.
Yahweh was on their side. That's what they thought.
Well,
they're like, Yahweh won't misguide us.
They came from a very religious town, and, like, their mentality is, God will take care of me.
Some van probably pulled up and came out and grabbed them, I would think.
Yeah, but the God on the other side is trying to help them find idiot Israelis to kill.
Right.
So who wins?
We do.
Because
as I said, more hummus for the rest of us.
Right.
The most important thing.
Festivus for the rest
of us. Get some of that roasted red pepper. Those kids won't be eating. Pita chips.
Or falafel.
Sure. Shawarma.
Mm. Oh, you know, I didn't have time to have shawarma on this trip.
What?
What
isn't that just like...
What were you eating?
Like, what?
Falafel and shish kebab.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And I had...
Weren't you there 2 weeks? Didn't you have any other meal?
No, it wasn't 2 weeks.
How long was it?
Even
it was
still.
Less than a week.
Oh. Even still, you had two things. You could have had a third thing.
That's like 16 meals there.
Mm. Well, all right, Sid. Next time.
Disappointed.
She has no time for your disappointment, Sid.
What is she so busy doing that she can't make
a
little time for my disappointment? A couple of seconds to acknowledge.
Song's the same song on it?
No, this is Ram It Down now.
I can't hear this.
It was so loud.
This is an ode to Rob eating ribs.
Ram It Down, Rob.
Yeah.
Rabba down.
All right.
Oh, you know what we didn't play? We didn't play the one thing that we talked about playing.
Which one? There was
the nice Jewish man who was drunk.
Oh, that thing.
On the street.
We also didn't talk about the Jewish lady that slept next to her mother's bone for 3 years.
We can save some of that.
Shendi.
To Shanda.
Oh no, the video's gone. So yeah, let's talk about that woman for now. What happened to her?
Well, a little way down the street from where poor little Levy Kletsky was chopped, stuffed into a suitcase, and thrown into a dumpster.
But he wasn't even hitchhiking.
Actually, well, yeah, I guess he kind of was because he was walking.
He was walking around. It's not the same thing as hitchhiking.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, anyway.
So there's
Susan.
So the landlord of this building had to go into this lady's apartment in Borough Park.
And Borough Park, by the way, is like Israel in Brooklyn.
No, it's not like Israel at all.
It's the Orthodox Jewish
neighborhood. It's like Jerusalem, like the old city of Jerusalem.
It's what Israel wishes it was.
Yeah, it's true and cult Israel.
Yeah. It's the Jewy part of
you
Israel.
Okay.
No, it's what Borough Park wishes Israel was.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah. It's more like what Rob says. So the landlord had to get into this lady's apartment, and she wouldn't let him come in because he had to fix a leak that was affecting the neighbor. And they had to force an entry into her apartment, and he found the corpse of her mother, like rotting corpse.
How did nobody smell that for a year?
That just goes to show you how filthy those people are.
Yeah, how it smells to
begin
with.
Because death is like a very like thick smell, and the hallways must have smelled like it.
You would think. Yeah, that's disturbing.
Yeah, and apparently she would dress up like her mother. And
well, they all dress the same. How do you know she's
that's true.
Not just dressing up like herself?
That's true.
Got a fucking $8 wig on.
And knee socks.
Ugh.
Gross.
These fucking people, man. They just make me sick.
I found the video, by the way.
This is a different Jew.
This is an obnoxious drunk on a Sunday in Midtown Manhattan.
Post-brunch.
And his friend is hammered.
And he's so hammered, too.
He's hammered, too. His friend is, like, barely standing. So this guy, who claims to be the owner of the building they're in front of, starts taping them. And then this rich kid kind of sees him and is like, oh, I'm going to take care of this.
Well,
by the way, this
friend
kid
is throwing up.
His
he?
Friend is, like, leaning against a girl. He's unable to stand by himself. The other guy is holding a Dunkin' Donuts bag.
All right. Either the fuck you are.
Here we go.
Okay, listen to me. Are you a human being? Are you a human
are
being?
Are you a human
get
being?
Get the fuck off my property.
This is your property?
Yes, you guys need to leave.
This is your property?
Get the fuck off my
is
property.
Is this your property?
Yes, leave.
It's like a 20-year-old
fucking real estate. Promise. You're going to tell me this is your property? My dad owns half a fucking Manhattan.
How are you? These, like, entitled, rich Jewish boys.
This Jewish lisp, it, like, makes me make a fist. Like, I need to
my father's in real estate. My father's in real estate.
Ew.
You don't know this? You don't know this? What? I can buy and sell you.
I own the cops.
I own the cops. You don't want to mess with me.
You're going to tell me this is your property, and you're going to tell me that right now. Tell me this is your property, or I'll call the cops.
You know the cops.
You think I don't own the cops? You think the fucking man who does fucking real estate doesn't own the fucking cops?
Yeah, what's your name?
That?
What's your name, Mr. I own half of Manhattan?
Really? Fucking Jerry Adjman. Look at my fucking last name.
All right, great. Please call the cops, Jerry.
Really? You want me to?
Yes, I'd love for you to call the cops.
Are we sure that this guy's even Jewish?
I live in Garrison
Beach.
Please call the cops.
I live in Garrison Beach.
So at this point, his friend now falls over in the background. It's actually beautiful cinematography because he catches it at just the right moment.
Is that what it is?
Your friend is passed out on my fucking sidewalk.
What are you doing?
You guys need to call the cops and get your friend an ambulance because he can't even walk.
And why do you think this is?
Because I'm trying to get this place.
Is that illegal, right? Is that
yes,
illegal, right?
Absolutely is.
It really is? Because I'm a fucking lawyer.
Meanwhile, this kid who's a fucking lawyer is like trying to get this Dunkin' Donuts bag in front of the camera to block the view.
This is all viral marketing for Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Really? You want to sell it as this guy patronizing Dunkin'?
Yeah. They definitely want this branding on this video.
Any publicity is good publicity.
I would stay away from
you fucking
him.
I'm
running to him.
Is that your fucking living?
Huh?
Bill de Blasio on here right now?
Yeah.
Fucking living.
I own a cop. I know the mayor.
At least he knows the name of the mayor of New York City.
Colin, you take your hand off that camera right now.
His own camera.
My dad owns half of fucking Manhattan. If you ever want a fucking job in your life, you tell me right now.
Wait, so he's offering him a job?
I was going to take videos.
He can fuck up that guy's job.
What do you want to do?
I don't care about you.
What?
Your friend here needs help.
Is that what you want? You want to take video of it?
It sounds oddly sexual. How you want?
Is that what you want to show your friend? Your kid? Is that what you want to show your kid? You want to show your kid that you're a fucking
I think that this guy should give back to the community by cleaning up that lady's house.
So
what property?
Keep
where's
walking.
Your property?
Keep walking.
My dad's a fucking real estate agent in fucking New York. And you tell me where's your fucking property, okay? Alpha, fucking cop.
You're not allowed to touch me, dude. So right now you're committing
me.
A crime.
You're not touch me, okay? Who will win that lawsuit? The guy who has half the cops in his pocket? Or the fucking schmuck? The fucking loser?
The loser?
Has the fucking cops in his pocket at that point. Who?
I
don't think cops make the decision in a trial.
Yeah. Well, turns out his name is Jerry Shalom. He's a 20-year-old NYU student whose father does not own half of Manhattan.
But he said he was a lawyer.
The smoking gun tracked him down, and he's from Allenhurst, New Jersey. He's in the NYU class of 2017.
There you go.
Jill Sobel.
Which NYU class were you in, Rob?
The non-existent one ever.
Oh.
His father, Lou, is a garment industry executive, and his mother, Frida, is an event coordinator.
So who doxed this guy?
And member of
you want to ever wear cotton again? You know who my father is?
My father owns...
He makes your clothing. Those clothes?
You'll never have a scarf again in your life. You'll be begging for scarves on the street. My father made scarves for Bob Dylan. Who are you?
I own the cops. Well, we make their uniforms anyway.
You want a nice pair of slacks? You don't have a nice pair of slacks again.
He deleted all of his social networking.
Don't ever try to have a pair of pants let out below Main Street. Look at that.
You're going to try to DVR Project Runway. It won't even record for you now.
I can manage that. I can do it.
The thing is, he had a charitable organization, Brothers Helping Others.
And brothers?
No, brothers.
Whose brother?
Your brother.
I don't have a brother.
And lists its missions as offering services to a vast variety of underprivileged families of all backgrounds. Who's actually doing some good stuff?
He was just using that to launder money.
Why is it brothers? I don't understand that. He's a white Jewish kid. Why is it brothers helping? I don't...
Jewish
brothers. Well, whatever. It's just he's probably talking... Oh, that's right. I have his number as well. This
you.
Magic Rolodex that I have. Keep forgetting.
And then see if he could get Chris Jericho on the show.
And then see if we can get that guy's girlfriend to call in. A three-way call.
Shalom, a member of the Varsity College Bowl team during his time at the...
The what?
The Varsity College Bowl team.
I don't know what that is.
During his time at the...
College Bowl?
Hold on.
Game show.
The... Oh. Hillel Yeshiva High School.
Of course.
In New Jersey.
Hillel House, when I went to Brooklyn College, that was where all the,
yep.
all
was
the Jewish girls
the Jewish
were hung
frat.
Out. It was so obnoxious. You
went
have,
there?
Way before you. What?
What'd you do there?
I just took the core classes, and I took a couple of film
Oh,
classes.
No, I thought at the Hillel House.
Oh, no, I went to the school. I just avoided that corner at all costs.
Yeah.
Oh, and they tracked out who the fainting kid is. His name is Haram Haddad.
Of course.
Ugh.
An 18-year-old Brooklynite whose father is a partner in a large New York real estate investment firm.
Oh, so he was this. The first one was pretending to be the second one.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Interesting.
And then as before, I like this copy is good. Before his starring role in Belligerent Guy on the Street, Shalom, then 13, appeared as the Scarecrow in the 2007 production of Hip Hop Wiz, a reworking of The Wizard of Oz.
All right, so that's why it was Brothers Helping Others.
That benefited the Jewish Community Center in Deal, New Jersey.
Isn't The Wiz already hip hop?
The musical, produced by Shalom's mother, included, quote, unbelievable hip hop dance routines and a script that was recreated with a Syrian twist.
Was there any blackface? Because those fucking Jews love to do blackface.
No.
Deal, New Jersey is like the Hamptons for Jewish people, where it's all like huge mansions and just all the wealthy people who live on Ocean Parkway, they go there for the summer.
Why do you know that?
Because I used to work in a spot where a lot of them would go to.
Ugh.
I thought Cape May was like where they all went in the summer.
Deal, New Jersey.
I never even heard of that town.
Good.
Ugh.
You weren't... Jew rich enough.
Ironic that they'd go somewhere that's named Deal.
Such a deal.
It's not just the name. There's a good deal.
You ever want to wear Dacron again? Don't mess with me.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm fucking passing out right now. I'm flagging.
Okay.
I'm eating Bugles.
I've had to pee for the last 45 minutes.
If you want
to
soldier on without me, if we're not at 2 hours, I can...
We're definitely at 2 hours.
We're at 2 hours and 3 minutes.
Next week, we're going to have a pro wrestler on the show.
What? Yeah.
We are?
Ultra Mantis Black. What
the fuck is that?
All right.
There's a new hardcore EP out on Relapse Records.
Who the hell is Ultra Mantis Black?
He's from Chikara. Get with it.
Chikara that doesn't exist anymore.
It's back. It's been back.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop. What can I tell you?
He's a good guy. Got a good band. He's going to be calling into the show.
Why is he a good guy?
How long were they out of commission?
Like a year?
Is he going to be in character?
I don't know.
Is he going to be wearing a mask?
Is he coming here or is he calling us?
He's calling in. See you next week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Child, he could have grown up to be the best doctor or a lawyer, or he could have ran the best commish stand in all of Borough Park. It would have been so good. The mustard would have been so spicy. I want a commish now. Oh, this murderer ruined this child. He can't be a Jew. Puh, puh, puh. Forging to pieces. Hey, he's insane. That's what religion does. Hey, there's an arm sticking out of that dumpster. Hey, that's my son. Please call 911. Found the boy, made him dead. Ate his eyes on matzo bread. Made a dreidel from his head. Sad but true. Tracked the clues, found the guy, like the Lubavitch CSI, locked him up, made his booby cry, you know he stabbed a Jew, stabbed a Jew. Because he wasn't a black guy. Jews are pissed because he made Jews look bad. Couldn't he be at least half Puerto Rican? No! His name's Levi. Oy, I'm so ashamed. Rabbis yell, get the squeal. They push boogie buzzers when black guys steal. But when it's a Jew, they spaz for real. Sad but